Let's
you
do
let
it
me
more.
Down, Greg.
We do podcast by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Welcome back to the show. It's everyone's favorite day of the week.
It's Wednesday.
Ain't no Wednesday. Wednesday, brother. Come on.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
That's all right, what I'm
I got
talking
a drink.
About.
Drinks with Joe.
Now ask me to spell success.
Love you guys.
Don't know how to spell success?
I just smashed S-U-C-C and then E's and S's and then Google fixes.
Success is so easy.
Success spell it then.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S. Success.
You sure about
letter,
that?
Cricket letter.
I'm positive. You sure about that? Actually, I'm not sure about that, Scar. I think I spelled it wrong. I think it's S-U-S-E-C-C-S-S.
Success?
I was doing the thing. Remember the game you invented a long time ago where if you say, you sure about that, you have to do the opposite?
Oh,
yeah. So you weren't even paying attention.
That was
I was in your head. Yeah.
That was a good bit. That was a good bit when you committed to it. You guys didn't commit to it.
We committed to it that time. All right, I'm about to take a shot of... Oh, sorry. I have to tell you what I got a shot of. I'm just going to go screwball for the rest of the time.
Screwball. I thought it had to be something new and original.
Yeah, but no one's given ideas. So I was like, I still got it.
Done?
I'm going. The segment's not done. I'm just taking shots until the wedding because I don't want to have mixed cocktails because it's too much sugar and everything.
This is the penultimate episode of pre-wedding Joe.
But I told people every week. I've said, give me a recommendation. Hayeswill gave me a recommendation. Otterbot gave me a recommendation. I got both of those, drank both of those. No one else gave a recommendation. So
next week I got a recommendation for you.
I got a whole lot more Skirball.
Malort, Joe. Next week, Malort.
No, I'm not doing Malort. I'm not doing nasty things intentionally.
Rules are rules.
When we were in Chicago, I mentioned Malort to Kendra, and she didn't even know what it was. She said it's because Wisconsin folks don't fall for that bullshit that Chicago tries to get people to do.
I gave it a 7.5 out of 8 last week, so I'm sticking with that. Very good, very delicious.
I should put in some coffee with some cream.
That's not a bad idea, though, Scotty. Honestly,
speaking
of, did you see? I've talked about the flavorification of America, right? And how things have gone too far. But I saw one the other day that I was like, how have we taken this long to get here? And this is what we should be doing. We should not be giving Post Malone and Selena Gomez fucking Oreos. Like, that's silly. That's objectively silly.
We should be giving it to Reese's peanut butter cups.
Reese's and Oreos. Brother, how have we not gotten here already? I saw that and I was like, 20 years of just wasted time when we could have gotten to this. Like, where was this when I needed it as a child?
I heard it was. Is this a Reese's Oreo or is it an Oreo Reese's?
So it's both. It's both. There's a Reese's Oreo you can get, and then there's an Oreo Reese's you can get. And I was like, my gosh, how? Sign the contracts, cross the T's, dot the I's. This should have been. This
is one of them. A
this
Oreo
should have happened before NSYNC
shell
broke
with
up.
A cup inside of it.
I don't think it's that on the nose, Greg, but. There's a picture of it somewhere. I saw the picture and I went bonkers the other day. But yeah, it's I was shocked.
I'm excited.
Whoppers.
We haven't done that.
I'm excited about the Oreo Reese's. Not
more
the
excited about the Oreo,
Oreo.
Reese's.
I don't want an
I'd
Oreo that
say the
that,
same.
I don't want a peanut butter
Oreo
that's
peanut butter. Yeah,
that's a good point. And it's not the Reese's peanut butter. It's just that generic peanut butter tasting peanut butter?
I assume it's going to be Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be you know, what it is.
The Reese's peanut butter is the best.
Scott, they have Reese's peanut butter where you can put on like a PB&J.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. It's pretty sure they can peanut butter that they branded.
But you're also going to get chocolate on it with it, so it's going to have that same, you know.
If it's the straight peanut butter, no like creamy inspired, then I'm good with it. I want the actual peanut butter.
I think they're going to do it justice.
No fluffing.
It's like when Eminem and Kid Cudi came and did a song together. It's like they're not going to not do their thing. Like, they're going to both come and do the thing they do well. So I have to assume Reese's and Oreos are like, hey, we're not doing this if we're not going to do it right.
Oh, there's another collab with Reese's?
Angel Reese's. And Oreos.
She has her own Oreo?
She has an Oreo sneaker with Reebok. It's a lot of moving pieces here.
Caitlin Clark has one with Ritz.
Caitlin Clark has a Hydrox.
Both of those are funny. Nilla Wafers.
just the golden Oreo, strictly.
It's just the golden Oreo.
I got a question for you.
The best Oreo.
Speaking of putting things,
just the golden Oreo though. Sorry, Scott.
Are you guys afflicted with canker sores of the mouth?
Of the mouth? Please explain.
Do you know what a canker sore is?
I have no idea. Is this why you went to go to the doctor?
I think I have, but not currently.
This is not why I went, but I did go to the dentist. I had to have my tooth extended. If you guys ever heard of a crown lengthening surgery.
Crown length? Did you get, Scott, did you really go to like the...
King...
Did you really go to the surgeon to get your knees broken so you can like get taller? Did that surgery?
That was it.
Extended
teeth. So I turned the camera around. I don't see me roll out of here in the wheelchair.
Scott's now 6'6".
Like, so you got your tooth extended, your crown extended, and now it's caused a canker sore on your lip?
Yeah, because like the crown lengthening, it's to save the tooth. If the tooth, there's not enough tooth left to put a proper crown on there, and they either just yank it out and give you a implant or like a bridge or something. But to save the tooth, they cut the gums away and yank and jackhammer some bone off of it to...
Wow, you are not making pleasant words with your mouth right now. It's really fucking me up.
Yeah,
it's really awful. So I had that done.
Sounds horrid.
Surprisingly,
did you
wasn't,
go under
wasn't,
for this, or this was a local anesthetic? No, you have to see the jackhammer. Oh, God.
No, I keep my eyes closed. I don't want to see tools coming in and blood coming out. Yeah.
Did they get headphones for this?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And the issue is the recovery wasn't as bad. The bad part is my canker sores.
Mm. What is it?
From rubbing the longer tooth?
Yeah, this is going to be very
from them being in my mouth for 3 hours. If you get canker sores, they can be triggered from like trauma to the area of the mouth or just like stress for other reasons. But since they were jackhammering that side of my mouth for 3 hours, like the next day I started getting cankers on my lip and my upper lip and all around that area. And
I'm pretty sure I've had them. I just looked it up. But it's not a recurring thing or something that I have often.
Yeah.
So I have that was the most difficult part of this procedure was the cankers after it, because having multiple
ones. Is there like an ointment you could maybe rub on your lip for that or no?
They have like numbing stuff, but it's hard.
It's something
people,
that you always have to touch.
Just a shot of whiskey when you get home.
Yeah, and I have one under the tongue too. I don't know if you guys ever get those.
Ooh, no.
Well, that was the most painful part of the surgery was the cankers after, not them ripping open my gums and jackhammering my bones away.
Are you gargling with any peroxide wash?
Gargling with salt water currently.
Salt water?
Doctor's order. I do have peroxide wash that I might start using tomorrow after I see the doc.
I throw peroxide in there really for like teeth whitening. Honestly, I'm not going to front. I'm not going to lie.
I have been putting the peroxide on the cold sores. Not the cold. They're not cold sores. They're canker sores. Okay, cold sore's a virus, it's herpes. This is a canker. It's an ulcer. This is an ulcer of the mouth. Okay.
Since we're talking about the mouth, what home remedies or tips do you guys have for teeth whitening? Because the Kendra throwing in the chat the peroxide wash, my mom would have us put peroxide in our mouth and then do a first coat with baking soda, then toothpaste after the fact.
Yeah.
Baking soda paste, yeah.
Yeah. The problem is that your teeth gets really sensitive for
So sensitive.
And your gums, like right around the teeth, gets
Yeah, brittle, you're gonna
like,
bleed.
Kind of brittle. They get kind of brittle.
Chance. You're not gonna bleed.
It dries it out some. I don't know exactly what it does, but it's not great.
I have the teeth whitening mouthwash, and that's basically just peroxide in the mouthwash. That's the difference.
Yeah, hold on, brother.
Yeah, I know. Man, I got this mouthwash. I've had it for like over a year now. It's like the Listerine Total Care or some shit, or gum care or some shit. Brother, I've had what mouthwash in the past. You keep it in a little over 30 seconds, like no harm, no foul. This thing, the 1 second over 30 seconds, it's as if somebody just poured like alcohol on a cut in your mouth, and I'm like, this is so strong.
And then it's you swallow insane. It.
Yeah.
No, then you have to spit it out, Scott. Come on.
Is it not the alcohol free stuff? Oh, that's the best part.
I don't know. Let me go grab it. Actually, vamp real quick.
Vamp. Oh God. Greg. Oh God.
When's the wedding?
When's the wedding, Greg?
Yeah, I was a pecker back then. Well, I do that because I'm black. You just have a clip of Scott asking when's the wedding. That's so funny. So this is it right here.
Charles Dickens world, okay?
Listerine.
Ooh, clinical solution.
Clinical solution. Gum health. Antiseptic. I don't think it's alcohol free though. Powdered with zinc to prevent hard to remove buildup.
Like that, if you look at like all the toothpaste and mouthwash, and there's like 30 different types, and you just look at the ingredients, and it's literally all the same.
I know, right? It's so crazy.
It's crazy.
They just marketing. They get to slap new things on things. It's very annoying.
Yep.
Gotta take up that shelf space.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Flavorcation of America.
The flavorification
of America. America.
Or Australia.
Ooh. Aussies. Speaking of the Aussies.
At that point, man.
I think so, yeah. We don't got a lot going on.
You got nothing on the list, Greg?
Hey guys, Knut here, and I'm back with another question. This is questions about branding, as in logos. I noticed at Pepsi, they seem to always sort of change their logos every few years. Maybe they don't, but I'm old enough now to notice to go, they've definitely changed over the years. And it got me thinking, you know, some brands just seem to like keep the logo forever, and other ones sort of try and reinvent themselves, and just have a sort of impact on you guys. Do you guys go, oh, I don't like the new logo, but I like this other brand's new logo. So how does it work for you? All right, can you think of any logos you like or don't like? The end.
A lot of times they make it simpler, so it's easier to put on stuff like
Pepsi
took the black out of their logo, so it's just like red and blue, yeah, like that outline.
Oh, yeah. Hard, yeah, B. There, hard B.
Trump got into office and then he went out.
I've talked about this on the show years ago now because it happened years ago, but the new Kia logo, one of the worst.
There we go.
One of the worst redesigns ever.
I like it better than the old one.
Fine, simple logo. They just spelled Kia. They put it in a circle. It was nice. Now it's all jagged edge.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's so bad. The first one was so simple.
It was already simple. Now it's cool.
But the new one's overly complicated.
No, it's one line, Joe. What's
I don't even know what it's saying half the time. I'm reading forward new letters. Like, there's new letters in there. It's not good. It's one of the worst logo redesigns
ever. It looks like Donald Trump's signature.
His is so it looks like female pubes?
Hey, whoa.
Why totally are female fake. Pubes different?
Oh, what's happened there?
Totally fake.
I didn't see the note.
Fake news. Fake news. There's no list, okay?
Fake news or fake pubes? What'd you say there?
If there is a list, the Democrats created it, okay? But I'm also going to release that.
Can't believe Scott missed last week.
Did we get the list
big
yet?
Scott What's going week. On? It was Big Scott week.
Big Scott.
Yeah, no.
Pepsi, when you're a failing beverage company, you have to switch things up, and that's why Pepsi has switched their logo a few times. Coke doesn't
Pepsi,
need to switch.
Pepsi, I want to say, has switched it more than anybody.
Coke is iconic, but Pepsi, you know, got to keep the kids.
Yeah, Coca-Cola's been pretty same.
Wendy's had changed their logos. I remember that. Burger King has changed their logo. I like the old Burger King's logo more with the blue. Now it's just
Taco Bell's. I like the new Taco Burger Bell colors they switched to.
What's it? Who was
I
it?
I love the old apple.
Oh, I think we were apple? Having dinner with Emily, and she was talking about the Taco Bell. That's how they just went gray. And their reasoning for it.
She did talk about it. I don't remember. I haven't seen it, though. Pepsi, I don't like Pepsi's new logo. I like their previous logo. But they wanted to bring back, I guess, the word Pepsi on the logo. Because before it didn't have the word Pepsi on the logo. Nickelodeon. I've just Googled new logos, by the way. I hated when Nickelodeon went away from the splattered yellow and the white Nickelodeon.
Yeah, because that's them. That's what it should be.
Yeah, that was the shit we were raised on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate the fucking Kia logo. Oh, Nissan's gone away from the embossed logo. BMW's changed their logo. Didn't know that. They took the black, the main black out. GM changed their logo. That's a terrible new logo.
Everyone's taking the black out?
Everyone's taking the black out. I wonder why.
Did you guys know there's an Arrow in FedEx?
And Amazon.
What?
From A to Z. From A to Z.
Oh, yeah, the thing. Famous Amos has changed their logo. They took the white out. Interesting.
So, Joe, earlier today,
okay,
I was watching Levitard, and they were talking about Zaz's wife's name is Tamara, and
dog.
Izzy so thought hilarious. That she was probably black because her name was Tamara. I was like, I've only known white Tamaras.
Really?
Yeah. I know a ton of Tamaras, and they're all white.
I know exclusively only black Tamaras and Tamaras. My cousin.
Well, Tamaras, obviously. You might black.
My thing is spelled the same way, so it's depending on how you just pronounce it, but my cousin is named Tamara or Tamara, however you pronounce it. Obviously, black, my cousin. And my brother dated one of my oldest brother dated a Tamara, growing up. So every Tamara I've known in my life has been black. So when he said it, when it was said on the show, I was like, Zaz got a black wife? And then Izzy went on to explain. I was like, holy snap.
See, I don't associate that name. That's what's wild.
That's very funny.
I know a lot of Tamaras.
Growing up,
Radisson has changed their logo. I think actually this is probably the better move for them. It's now just a gold in big Radisson instead of the black weird font with the line under it.
They still give out the cookies. They really just cleaned it up. Is that the double tree?
That's a double tree.
It's
the double tree, buddy. Get it together. Get it together.
Yeah, that Radisson logo, the old one, is awful.
Yeah, the old one was silly. Like, for it to be around that long was kind of silly.
It's like cursive, yet nothing's connected.
Not. Ocean Spray changed their logo. Now I'm just deep in the logos. Bumble changed their logo.
Oop.
Good logo talk here. Lamborghini changed their logo. They took out the black. Also took out the gold. Don't like that.
Everyone's taking out the black.
Anheuser-Busch changed their logo. They took the script text
from now under. It's just a squiggle line like Trump's signature.
Oh, the Bush. I see what you did there. See what you did there. PayPal changed their logo. They took out the double. They took out the logo of it, and it's just text now.
I missed the cowboy hat. The Arby's hat. That was great.
Verizon.
What do they have now? Just roast beef as the logo?
There's still an Arby's on Sunset, I think, that has the hat I saw last time.
Oh, that's another one that sucked. Jaguar. When Jaguar changed their logo, they took out the Jaguar. What are they doing, eh?
Jaguar?
Yeah, Jaguar. They took out, they modernized the text, but they also got rid of the Jaguar over the text. It's very silly.
The name actually makes the animal itself, if you look at it.
I feel it's like really changed the logo, they changed their signs.
Better. You talking about Arby's? I gotta look at the Arby's. Mm-hmm.
Logo still there, and I have to look at the signs still.
Arby's. Oh, no, this is the Arby's logo I know for the most part.
You know what the OG were? The sign on was big.
The hat.
The classic cowboy hat. Taco Bell logo is just purple with black text.
Didn't somebody say it was gray now?
No, their buildings. They redid all their buildings. Like, you know, Wendy's redid all their buildings. They don't have that classic look anymore. They're just all generic looking and they're gray.
Gotcha.
Oh, they look cool, the new ones. They got like the purple neon lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like a strip club.
The Whataburger half a mile from my place is about to open.
You know, there's been one like that in Midtown for quite some time.
What a disappointment. Midtown Atlanta. That's what I say.
So actually.
Oh, maybe I'll stop by Midtown.
Yeah, they're gray boxes with the pink accents. Pink or purple. Not pink at all, actually. Don't know why I'm saying
pink. I'm not pink at all. Let's talk about
purple. I was saying not pink at all. I don't know why I'm saying pink. But okay.
We're all pink on the inside,
Joe. Has anybody ever seen a cantina? Wendy's? Taco Bell cantina? Never been to one.
I haven't seen one. I've heard tell of one.
Me and James went to one. Me and James and the lady went to one. It's right across the street from the Cosmo. So we went one of those nights.
That's crazy. Yeah, I've never been to a cantina.
Mrs. Haight.
Hi, this is Mrs. Haight.
I think she's on the phone.
Hey, guys.
I'm guessing no one can find the actual drop.
Hey, guys. Well, I have Mrs. Haight.
Don't speak over.
I have a question. Sorry. I have a question.
I
got a question for you guys.
We got a question for you guys.
I had two etiquette faux pas over the past week.
One of them was spelling it earlier.
I had three etiquette faux pas over the last week. One of them is innocuous. One of them is...
Spell it.
I could not. one of them is
egregious.
One of them is egregious. So the first one was, originally I had invited, I have an aunt who
and Kelly
lives in New York, and I have family in New York. I had invited the aunt only, and then she called me, and she was like, well, I had planned on inviting the aunt only, and then she called me, and she was like, hey, the cousins would like to come, so can you invite them? I was like, all right, no problem. So I invited all the cousins, and... I believe three of them said they can't. One can't make it because she's taking her son to college for his first year of college. One of them said she couldn't make. Well, her son told me she's not going to make it because she hasn't been like good with flying since 9/11. Like she just has anxiety about flying.
They won't let her. Is that what you're saying?
And then the other one said she couldn't make it. She but when this Greg. Other one said she couldn't make it, another one of my cousins said, by the way, my cousin's like 20 years older than me. They're like in their 50s. So when this so cousin young. Said she couldn't make it, she said, when this cousin said she's gonna couldn't make it, another one of the cousins said she was going to bring her daughter. So I was like, all right, that's cool, because we already had space allotted for, you know, we had space for five, so now there's only three. Like, that's fine. So then last week, I'm sitting in bed, and I get a phone call from a New York number. Now, I don't have everybody's number saved because there's too many people.
I would panic if New York calls.
I know. I was kind of like,
hey, Joe, Governor Christie here. Can I come to the wedding?
It's close to the wedding, so maybe this is somebody asking a question.
It's Cuomo call?
It was one of the cousins who said originally that she wasn't going to make it. And she said, hey, you know, everybody's getting ready to come down for the wedding, and I wanted to see if there was still space for me to come. And I was like, no, we are beyond the RSVP deadline. We are beyond the give the number deadline. Like, no, you can't come. Like, what are you talking? What do you, how do you think this operates? You could just drop in on the drop of a hat? Like, no, this stuff is planned out meticulously. It's not how this works. So let her down easy. And she was like, okay, I was just wondering. But, you know, thanks for letting me know. I was like, all right, cool. The other one. This is the more egregious one. So.
Yeah, okay.
I'm at the movies on Monday.
You had the etiquette faux pas here? It sounds like other people
have etiquette faux pas. I'm not having the etiquette faux pas in either of these situations. Okay. The people coming to me asking for random last minute things are the etiquette faux pas. I have not had it. I'm faux pas-less, all right? And Paulus. Just regular Paulus.
Regular. You never had a stepdad?
Never had a stepdad, no. So I'm at the movies. Went to the movies on Monday night. I'll get into that story in a little bit. Get out of the movies. The movie's ending. We're staying for the credits. And I look at my phone at this point because the lights are up. People are walking out and whatnot. And I have a text from a number, again, I don't have saved in my phone. But the way the person opens the text message, I know instantly.
Governor
who it
Cuomo
is.
Here.
It's my cousin Tamara's husband.
Tamara,
you know. He says, good evening, Brian. I'm going to read this verbatim.
Who?
Good evening.
You texted the wrong person.
Good evening, Brian. This is Sister Tamara's husband. I have a couple in Atlanta where we will stay for the wedding. We'll be glad to be in activity. He's Haitian, by the way. They will be with us for the activities. Thank you. See you on the 9th. We will be there Friday evening on the 8th and in the area on the 10th if you want to do anything. And I'm like, I respond to him. They cannot attend the wedding or the reception. The venue asks us to send a list, and anyone that's showing up beyond that will result in us being charged against our deposit. So you're more than welcome to stay with them, but they cannot attend the festivities. I don't know who you think you are. At the last second, less than 2 weeks. You're just going to invite some random people you're hanging out. That's not how this works.
The lady at the desk at the hotel I'm staying in said she'd be fine coming to the wedding. So I hope it's cool.
It's not how that works.
Joe, I hope you don't mind, but the bartender, he seemed like a good guy. He's getting off work, so I thought.
Then it got a little hostile.
This guy I smoked weed with last night. He's like, yeah, he'll come.
Got a little hostile.
You know, ooh, thank you for the info.
But the thing is, I think people are testing me or trying me, or I receive it as like a test or a try because these are people I've known my whole life. Like, when you know somebody as a kid, you think you can just tell them what you're going to do and they just going to operate and like they don't view you as, you know, a full adult person that has like agency or pushback because you've never had pushback throughout your life. So then he texts, my response to this text is so aggressive. He says, all right, but it warrants aggressiveness because you'll see. So he said, no problem, parentheses, I don't understand why someone can't participate in the wedding. Unparentheses. I definitely understand reception. Anyway, this is your big day. Go enjoy your preparation. Not a problem. I got so annoyed when I read, I don't understand why someone can't participate.
Well, I mean, why would they want to just come to the wedding? And the reception is the reason to go to a wedding in the first place.
So I responded.
Yeah, it's a rando to just come watch you guys.
It's another response.
By the way, he also preferably, remember, he started with not a problem and then hit me with the parentheses. I don't understand why they can't participate. So meanwhile, I said,
the credits are rolling like the logos at the end.
The credits are rolling. We're waiting for the final
16-year-old kid has his mop, his
waiting for the last cut scoop, scene in the movie.
Ready to sweep up the thing.
So I responded, they cannot participate because I don't know them. Please do not bring these random people to my event. They will be turned away because there hasn't been space allotted for them. Everything is configured around the people we invited. There's no room for anyone extra. Please respect me and my wife's event. And then he responded with, dude, I said no problem. And I was like, yeah, you said no problem. Then you said some slick shit on the side there. And I was like, all right, thank you. And then, then I'm in the pickle, all right? I'm in the pickle of, this is my husband's, this is my cousin's
husband.
Sorry, I got confused. This is my cousin's husband. So I'm like, my cousin, she's no nonsense. She's no nonsense whatsoever. And anything I say to her is word, it's like automatically, boom, that's set in stone. So I'm like, okay, what do I text her to make sure he doesn't think he can push over and try to maneuver these people into something some way without snitching on him that he's tried to do this so that when she gets home, she doesn't hit him over the head and now he's at the event and he's pissed off at me the entire time because they had some argument. So I'm like, what do I text her? Let me figure this out. So then I text her. I said, hey,
we're clarifying his damn mind.
I was like, hey, we're clarifying the final list. I just want to make sure it's you, him, my aunt, and your son. And she's like, yes, that's it. And then I put in like her son has been building this app. And I was like, okay, I just wanted to make sure Abe was coming because I want to see why I'm not on the app or whatever. So everything diffused. Also with that last clarification, if they go to this person's place and he tries, she's going to be like, no, I told him these are the only people we're bringing. We're not bringing your fucking random friends that he doesn't know. Like, why would you try to bring these random people to my cousin's wedding? But I was just like, I left the movie and I was so happy to see this movie again. I kind of just ruined it. I was so happy to see this movie again because I brought Ariel to it because I told her that I think she would like it. She liked it. And I wanted to talk about the movie, but instantly once I saw the trailers, once the trailer started and I saw this text, I'm vexed for like the rest of the night. Like, I'm out of it for the rest of the night. So we didn't really even get to discuss the movie in the way I wanted to. So I was just so fucking pissed off.
That's bad etiquette.
Such bad etiquette.
No, etique.
That's how I spelled it the first time before I corrected it. But yeah.
How many T's are in this? Three? Wait, what?
There's a lot of T's.
E-T-T-T.
E-T-Q.
E-T-Q of mine.
But yeah. So yeah, that was...
I said okay, E-T-Q.
This is how things happen when you're trying to plan a wedding. People just try to throw random curveballs.
Joe and Ariel, E-T-Q.
By the way, if you zoom in super tight, you could see the new last name on this poster over here.
Oh,
enhance! Got a new little graphic
you
here.
Enhance
in the background. Enhance. You know, I would say you'll be seeing this at the wedding, though. Don't worry, guys. You'll see this at the wedding. You can take pictures of it and post it on social.
Behind
media.
A curtain, and then you're gonna drop the curtain, and everyone's gonna be like,
oh. The name will be revealed after the ceremony's over when they say introducing for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. XYZ.
Just start with an I.
Damn, Greg, you're pretty good at this. When you get to... Does Greg know it? What is Greg looking down at? I'm trying to figure out. If you know it, don't say it, please. If when you get to your tables after the cocktail hour, this thing will be at your table. It's a cute little thing we put together for all the tables.
I was going to say, they're going to be like, Mr. and Mrs., and then no one's going to know who you guys are.
Like, everybody, that, who that the, is?
When is that? They're not paying attention.
It's
going to
be
they're
Dwayne just, Wade winning just, the championship.
They're just eating their food. Well, you guys are walking out and nobody notices.
Dwayne Jones. Wade Jones. Who that is? All right. Speaking of the movies, I've seen some movies.
Movies.
The movies.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
So, since talking to you guys last, I've seen 5 movies. I've seen 3 of them in theaters.
You have a wedding to plan.
Theater
Joe.
Weekend. The first one I seen, Greg, don't walk away, because the first one I saw was Happy Gilmore 2. And Greg said he's also seen it. I want to hear his thoughts because Greg, like I, listens to the Levitard Show. And some people who hadn't seen the movie and some people who I guess had seen the movie were not
Have
high
you
on
seen
it.
The original?
I've seen the original a dozen times. Like, okay. So many times. Rick owned the DVD, the VHS, and then the DVD. One of my favorite comedies growing up as a kid.
So, yeah. Like, I have...
I'm
there's people
by
that
anybody who had
people that just,
expectations
they don't,
that weren't this...
They movie. Don't take... They don't like Adam Sandler movies. And they're valid reasons for not liking Adam Sandler movies, but... They're not seeing Adam Sandler movies like I watch them. Well, his comedy movies, because there's, you know, serious stuff is different. But, like, every Adam Sandler movie is dumb, but there's 10, 12, 15 jokes that are really, really funny, and it makes it worth the whole thing. And his sensibilities make me laugh, and it's just dumb stuff is funny. And he just
sometimes
I don't
being
know
so,
why
like,
people
don't
get offended by that
time.
Shit. Yeah,
I don't even know if it's offended. I think it's just like,
it's a bad movie. It's a bad. No, why? Why?
Yeah, I think there's a corrosion of. I think this is the bigger. By the way, we could talk about the state of comedy, and I love that Amin and Mike and everybody today was talking. Little love
by state of comedy. You mean Texas?
They're like, oh, comedy's riding on the Naked Gun movie, and I'm like. There was a very low-budget movie that made $50 million earlier this year. It's called One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA. But comedies, all comedies dead. I don't know. I think everyone... there's a need for snobbery, I think, is really the issue. Where it's like, oh, this isn't quality filmmaking, or this isn't da 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 da. And I think that's kind of what it comes down to a degree.
Why don't you
and
look
think
at who he got to be in his movie?
Talk.
And
the amount of cameos. Insane.
One of the greatest cameos in the history of movies.
Two of the greatest cameos, Scott. Your boy was on there, and my boy was on there.
What?
Both our boys were in this movie.
Your boy Scott was like, he was great. Like, he was so
he was
out
great.
Of character. That it was amazing. He was amazing in that role. Well, for Peyton Manning, right? He didn't even have a line, really.
Peyton Manning was in the movie? Am I tripping? I was like, wait, Peyton was in the movie? I didn't see Peyton. But I will say, the thing that Chris said also was jarring in the first, like, 10 minutes of the movie. It's like, whoa, why did that happen? But after that, you're kind of like, all right. I mean, the movie is what the movie is. I think the first big laugh I had, I liked this movie. I want to say that. I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. It's a little long in the tooth. That I do agree with Izzy. When I first went to the search button, because for some reason, it wasn't on the front screen. I had to search for it. I think it's because Ariel's completely ruined my Netflix algorithm because I don't use Netflix at all, and so it was not going to promote it to her, I guess.
Would you want to watch Love is Love Love?
I mean,
watch
everything.
Blind Love Blind? Or
do
you want to
watch The
Me
Making
Unblind?
Of Bridgerton? So I hit the search and I just put in like Happy, and Happy Gilmore 1, Happy Gilmore 2 is on there. So I go to Happy Gilmore 2 and it says 1 hour 50 something minutes. I'm like, whoa, the first one couldn't be that long. I click over to the first one. I log over to the first one. The first one was 1 hour 31 minutes. I was like, so you're giving me almost 20 extra minutes of movie?
20
like 20 plus years later. I don't know if that's gonna work. Turn it on. I start watching it. I'm a little shaky. The first thing that got me, Greg, tell me if it got you. It's the Benny Safdie character. I think it's Benny Safdie, one of the Safdies. And he approaches him in the
grocery store,
the supermarket, and Adam goes over to the phone. And he's like, "Turn the cameras off." And then neck cut to he's in the fucking lobster tank. I cracked up, and I was like, "All right, I'm locked in for the rest of whatever this movie has to give because this is my childhood replaying on the screen." I thought everything was great. I thought the cameos were great. I thought some of the cameos were. I was stunned by some of the cameos they got, I'll say. Like, Kelsey Plum pops up. I'm like, what the fuck is Kelsey Plum doing in this movie? And then, oh, let's top that. Margot Qualley's in this movie for reasons I don't know. And she does a split at some point. And I'm like,
dang, that was funny.
How did they get her to sign off on that? And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Who was the third person in that group?
Eric Andre was in the group. And then some social media person was in the group.
Okay, I was trying to figure out.
The skinny white guy. I was like, who is that guy? Every cameo was good, though. My thing is, there was a lot of cameos, but every cameo worked.
The golfers. They got the golfers, Jack Nicklaus. I thought were good. Jesus Christ, dude. And he ordered can I get a iced tea lemonade? And it's like, Arnold Palmer. He's like, Jack Nicklaus.
I was like,
it was so dumb. It was such an obvious joke they were about to do. I was like, it still worked.
Dead billionaire.
That was she said joke, and then the payoff for that one. I thought all of it was funny and silly, man. Like, I enjoyed the heck out of this movie way more than I thought it was. And
what's then funny by the is end, I didn't recognize Brooks Koepka and Deschambeau.
I didn't Bryson recognize they didn't Deschambeau. Have their hats on. I know Brooks. I know
they didn't
Brooks.
Have their hats on, so it's like Brooks I'm so used South to seeing them with caps.
So I know Brooks. I did not know Deschambeau.
It's just without the hats.
Deschambeau and Scheffler. I was like, who are these two people?
Oh, you mean Scheffler, the best player in the world?
Hey, I don't watch that much golf, but I thought Rory oddly was good.
Wasn't great,
but he felt aloof. Yeah, I was saying he felt like he wasn't supposed to be in this movie, but he had the most lines, enough.
I think, of all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Scheffler. Like every time he said a line, I was like, he's literally reading this off of paper. But I thought the shooter McGavin arc was great. Like them bringing him back, I thought all that was good.
I was glad that they made him kind of a and his daughters and his wife were both great. Adam Sandler's
two of his daughters were in this film, actually.
Yeah, they were both great too.
Yeah, my biggest issue with the movie, my only major issue with this movie is, all right, director, editors,
Rob Schneider,
Adam Sandler. Rob Schneider wasn't it, but I'm not even going to talk about that. Directors, editors, producers, you're releasing this on Netflix. Netflix currently has the original Happy Gilmore. Most people are probably going to watch the first one before they watch the second one because this is kind of eventy. Why are there so many literal cuts to the first movie? That was the most annoying thing to me. Yeah. Like, it was like, remember when you threw me out the window? Cut to, you throwing me out the window. I'm like, dog, I didn't need to see. You said the line, which was clunky to begin with. Then you showed the actual scene again.
Yeah, it was, they did a lot of that. Unnecessary, like time-wise,
I was going to say, the only time it worked was, and the only time they really did something new and interesting with it was when he goes to the happy place for the first time, and you see young Julie Bowman, and then you see older Julie Bowman. And I'm like, okay, that is cool. Like, something interesting is happening there.
That was her first
film. Other than that, it was just straight cuts to the first film. And I'm like, dog, you could have saved like 10 minutes not doing that.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was, you know, the golf stuff was really dumb. It was like the whole league thing, but that's kind of what it is these days. They have the indoor golf league now. Funny? They got the.
It's funny that, I mean, this movie probably was shot like 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, let's say. The Maxi Golf thing is, in a way, an allegory for LIV Golf. And also, yeah. Brooks and DeChambeau are both in LIV Golf. So it's like.
Well, and also the Indoor Golf League, which I think.
Yeah, the Indoor Tiger Golf League as well.
The Indoor Golf League.
But yeah, it's wait. Two of the guys who are in this movie, quote unquote, saving golf, are guys who have gone to the other side. So it's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But.
All right, Greg, you can walk away now.
Thank you.
Happy you liked it. I liked it as well.
Refresh.
Yeah, all right. The other underwear. One of the first movies I saw in theaters this week was Fantastic Four First Steps. This is the biggest Marvel movie I wanted to see in theaters. I went and saw Black Captain America because he was Black Captain America. Had to do that for the culture. I didn't go see Thunderbolts. Didn't care for Thunderbolts whatsoever. But I went to see Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four, one of the first comic book movies I saw growing up when that came out with Jessica Alba and Chris Evans, who I know now. The other two actors, I know one of the guys up. From the Shields, and I don't know the
Jessica
other guy.
Jessica Alba left an impression.
Wanted to see this because they had Pedro Pascal. They had Evan Moss Baccarat from The Bear. I wasn't familiar with Jessica Kirby's Game. I've seen Joseph Quinn in a couple things. When I saw the trailer, I didn't know how I felt about the thing, the CG of it all, and how his look was. And then I didn't know how I felt about Joseph Quinn in the Human Torch role. He didn't have a... I think I was more so calling back to the 2005 version of it in my mind. And I'm like, Chris Evans played it with such charisma and such like the good looking guy. He didn't present that in the trailer. He doesn't look that way. He looks more interesting than like classically handsome. So I went to see the movie. We liked the movie. Me and Ariel went to go see this, liked the movie a lot. Biggest issues with the movie for me. One, there's a billion montages. This movie has like five fucking montages, and it's like, and two of them are within the first 20 minutes of the movie. Like, it's there. The director of the movie is he directed WandaVision. So it's like, okay, is this guy ready for the big times? Is he a TV director? Like, can he do this? Ultimately, everything that happens in outer space. I won't be specific about things. Everything that happens in outer space, I think, is really good, really gripping, dramatic. Galactus, when he first pops on screen, fucking perfectly epic, dog. They nailed that to the T. It was insane. I did not like the character design of the Thing. I don't know what it is. It might be the one thick brow. It might be that it's all CG, and we watched it in IMAX, and maybe they like stretched it out some because it probably wasn't made for IMAX as far as the CG. They're just projecting it on that screen. So that was a little odd. And then one thing that Ariel said while we were waiting for like the cutscenes that was, I didn't realize it until she said it. And once she said it, I was like, holy smokes, you're 100% right. There's not a ton of character development in the movie. They're kind of just thrust into a world saving scenario, but we don't really get to see the characters mature and grow in like meaningful enough ways. We see it to some degree with Johnny Storm, who I think had the best arc because he's normally looked at as silly and, you know, an afterthought, but I think one thing that the Midnight Boys had mentioned is like it was always weird that being his portrayal like in the first versions of the movie because he was smart enough to be an astronaut, to be on the astronaut mission when they get their fucking molecules fucked up. So he needs to be some level of intelligent and, you know, have some know-how and whatnot. So I think they nailed that. They straddled that line of him being quippy and him being smart enough to, you know, solve big problems on his own. But Mr. Fantastic, even though I think Pedro, I think everyone did a great job as far as what they were asked to do, but I just think the movie itself lacked some pizzazz. One, there's really two fight scenes, and it's a 2-hour movie, and like I said, there's like 5 montages, and there's so much thinking, like literal chalkboard equations thinking in the movie. Like, that is so much of the movie that it's like, okay, how can we learn anything from these people when we're just sitting here trying to figure out a problem all day? So the movie has its drawbacks, but overall we liked it. It was good enough. There was some really good moments. Vanessa Kirby walked away being my MVP. She stole the movie away for me. There's everything that happens at the end of the movie was fantastic. She has a scene where she makes a big speech that was fantastic, no pun intended, obviously. But yeah, her character probably was the character I liked the most, and it made sense the most, because Reed Richards is this, he's nerdy, he's overthinking everything. Where
do you think the reason why they didn't have as much character development is because people have seen multiple Fantastic Four movies up to this point? Like, we don't need
so to a degree. So it's a funny thing. They kind of did the same thing that Superman did. That kind of did the same thing that the Batman did, where they drop you in. They've been the Fantastic Four for 4 years. They haven't been it for a long time, and they play like a. So one of the montages early up is like a video that tells you everything that's happened to why they're the Fantastic Four. Like, it's a TV show production that's like, they've been our superheroes for 4 years, and this is how everything that happened that you need to know. They went into space, they did this, and they came back, and XYZ. So it kind of took away some of the origin story stuff of it. But I think more so the reason that there was a lack of character development is, like I said, Galactus is the main villain. I'll give you I don't want to, actually, because it's good if you see it. But Galactus wants something, and, you know, he's going to eat the Earth. That's his big deal. He eats Earth. He eats planets. So it's like, because that comes up so early, everything for the rest of the movie is, how do we avoid this? It's not about, like, who these people are. It's just, we have to think of different ways to avoid this mass destruction, this mass casualty. So it leaves zero room for them to actually flush out the characters in meaningful ways. So then after that was Saturday. Sunday, I discovered this new movie, not new movie theater, but this refurbished movie theater. Greg, it's not in your area, but it's kind of halfway between the both of us, actually. It's called the Terra Atlanta, T-A-R-A. It's now an independently owned theater. It was an independent theater. It opened up back in 1968. Then it got bought over by United Artists. Then it was taken over by Regal. And then I think Regal let it go.
That's my history, baby.
I think Regal let it go in 2022, and it's been independently owned. It reopened in May of 2023. It's independently owned. And they came on my Instagram. I saw an ad, not even an ad for them. I just saw a post of theirs. I kind of got duped, honestly. I saw it in July. And it was like, all right, we're bringing Sinners back in 70 millimeters. I was like, oh, what? I could see it on the film print. And I looked, and the post was made like June 17th. I was like, ah, you sons of bitches. But I was like, I'm interested. So I followed the page, and I looked at their website. And like I said, they're an independent theater. And they have they get 70 millimeter prints. They get actual film prints that they'll project. And they were doing a presentation. They had back-to-back weeks. They had 2001 Space Odyssey 70 millimeter print, and then the next week they had a 70 millimeter print of Interstellar, one of my favorite Christopher Nolan movies, one of my favorite movies of all time. I was like, you know what, I want to see that. I want to see that 70 mil. Me and Ariel had just watched Inception, which is her favorite, one of her favorite movies and her favorite Nolan movie. We just watched Tenet, and I was like, babe, they're having the 70 millimeter print of Interstellar. We need to see it because you haven't seen it, and I just want to see it on 70 mil. And we went Sunday night, and it was as glorious as you can imagine. It's been so long since I've seen an actual film print of a movie. You had all the artifacts in there. You had all the scratches and everything in there. The space stuff looked so great for what it was. Because, again, it's shot on print. It's shot on film, but you're seeing, like, CG digital stuff. And it just looked so clean. Like, there was nothing lost as far as, like, all the in-space things. So, it was great. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies. I gave it 5 stars. Yeah, the movie still hits me right in the chest. I was thinking about it afterwards. I was like, this might be the first time I've seen it in 10 years. Because I seen it when it came out in theaters. And then I bought the DVD and I watched it. And I don't think I've seen it since then. So it's been a while, and it still had the same effect on me that it had before. So after we saw Fantastic Four on Saturday, when we got home, I looked at Ariel, and we were talking about the things we liked and disliked about Fantastic Four. And I said, babe, I know you're not going to want to hear this, but I think if you liked this, I think you'd like Superman more. And she was like, you know what? I'm in the mood. Let's see Superman on Monday. I'm like, we're going to see a movie 3 days in a row? We're going to go to the movie 3 days? And she was like, yeah. I was like, all right.
Crazy.
Let's do it.
Pre-wedding.
So I was like, doc. So we went to see Superman on Monday night. And I've talked about it on here already. But she liked it. She liked it more than Fantastic Four. She loved it. She thought it was all the things that I thought, all the heartfelt things. She just thought it was a better movie than Fantastic Four. And she just thought there was more action. There was more happening on screen. There was so much more character development. We learned so much about the people in the movie. So she liked it a lot. And then today, I won't talk long about this, but today I watched the movie we're doing for the next Who Does a Podcast. I Used to Be Famous. It's on Netflix. It's
number one song.
Check it out if you want to. You want to see that before we do the episode. She also liked that the super dog was a bad dog. Also, she said one of the funniest things. Greg, you've seen the movie, so this will make sense to you.
Spoiler
she
alert.
Said one of the funnier things to me. The scene that me, you, and Kyle talked about last week where he's leaving and he's like, I'm going to go turn myself into the DOJ. And she's like, wait, what are you doing? He's like, maybe the dog will be there. And she's like, it's just a dog. And he's like, it's not even a good dog. It's a pretty bad dog. Ariel pulls me in to whisper into my ear. She said, this movie's so unrealistic. I'm like, what are you talking about? A white woman would never say that about a dog.
All dogs are good dogs. Anyway.
I was like, please, you know what? You got me. So, yeah.
But all right. White women love good dogs.
Need your good boy.
All right, now we're going to go through. We're going to read. Cap the Emmy nominations, just in case you didn't listen last week.
Where's the stream end button?
Just kidding.
Walked out. Walked out.
Oh, did you see it? I guess I should ask, did you have TV time?
I did not have TV time. I did watch the second episode of Andor. I can't remember if I said it on the show or I said it to Kyle.
Oh, I have a little bit. I have a little bit of TV time.
Ooh, okay.
I watched the 6 episodes of Ironheart.
Oh, did you?
I had not watched it up to this point.
How'd you feel about it?
Not sure. It was a lot.
It's a lot. It's not
seemed
great.
It seemed like there's stuff happened in the universe that I'm not aware of. Like, I thought I've seen everything in that universe, but like, she's coming from the Black Panther universe.
Yeah.
With the sister, forever. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, did I miss something? Was she in that? I don't know. I don't remember.
She was in it, but I mean, it was more so like they went and got her from MIT and then they just brought her over. Like, we don't know anything of her backstory. So now we got backstory, and it was like, wow, this is kind of a lot of backstory for a character we didn't.
Well, and then you got magic and like the devil, and then some.
Mephisto. I would say, did you have the same? Did you like the Joe character as much as I did?
The Han Solo guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in this. I thought
when he was being controlled, when he was being controlled by the hood, was great.
Yeah,
he was just kind of like, I'm not hungry. Ah, you're gonna eat. Yeah, at first I was like, I recognize him. He looks like somebody. And then the only thing I'd seen him in was Han Solo, and it's like, oh yeah, that's Han Solo.
The only thing I knew him from, I mean, he's an Oppenheimer, but he's such a bit part in Oppenheimer,
small part. Yeah,
and then Hail Caesar. The movie Hail Caesar, I remember him in that.
But yeah, I mean, I thought parts of
his banter with her was great. And then when he gets controlled by the hood, I thought it was great.
It's just, well, this is like Iron Man, but with a younger black girl. Like, what is this?
That's kind of what, when the comic book run of Ironheart got created, that's kind of what it was. I mean, I think there's a more direct passing of the torch. I think Iron Man's still alive in the comic book.
Is that what
this
is supposed to be? Is she supposed to be take over the role? Like, if they do another Avenger, she's going to be an Avenger.
I don't know if she would be proper Avenger, or she'd be a young Avenger because she's a younger character, but she does fill the role that an Iron Man
leaves. I like the gang. The gang they assembled.
You know, gang was good.
It was enjoyable.
There's a lot of good moments.
It should have
only
been six episodes.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a lot of good moments, a lot of fun ideas. It's not, like I said, it's not a great show. I don't know if it's even a good show. It was enjoyable for me, though. Like, it was like, you know what? I'm happy I know these characters. Mephisto, I thought, was great. I thought Sacha Baron Cohen as Mephisto was pretty spectacular. And also, the end was kind of jarring. Like, wait... Is that what just happened? I was kind of left shocked.
Like, when he offered they didn't show how it happened until the last episode, how the hood came to be, like how he got it. And it's like, he's making a deal with the devil. But it's like, well, they're not going to have the devil, are they?
Yeah. But, I mean, Mephisto is in the comic books. He's in the universe.
And dance with the devil.
Apparently. Well, sorry. Sidetracked once again.
Well, those were disappointments.
I do want to give a proper shout out to the challenge. The challenge is back tonight, so I'll have some challenge stuff next week. Also, there's another show starring Sterling K. Brown that's on Hulu that I've known for a couple weeks now. But it finally released this past Wednesday. Washington Black. Okay, I was like, is it Washington Black? Washington Black. It's based on a novel. I don't know if it's a limited series, but I know the season one has started rolling out. But my disappointment this week
is... On to disappointments.
My disappointment this week...
Oh God!
My disappointment this Nightmare. Week is weather. The weather. So I don't know the last time you guys have clicked on. Scott, I know you have an Android. Greg, I think you have an iPhone, right?
No, it's the other way around.
No, you're still iPhone.
I'm Android. I'm Android.
Okay, so when you click Kendra's on the iPhone. Weather, so when you click Women on the weather. And then you click on, like, when you get, the 5-day forecast or 7-day forecast, you click on that. It'll take you over to weather.com for the 10-day forecast. I don't know when this happened, but the 10-day forecast is now a 14-day forecast. They give you 2 weeks of forecasts. And I'm like, whoa. So me and the lady were like, ooh. 14-day forecast, and I can see what the weather looks like. So
you should look Saturday, 4 weeks of a two-cast.
Last Saturday, I click on it. Boom. Ready to see the 2-week forecast? look at it, 2 weeks out, September 9th, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be beautiful. Like, great. Oh, man. Starting to get nervous, you know? Even though everything's going to be inside anyways. But picture and, you know, cocktail hour would be outside. Then, like, 2 days later, I'm like,
rainbow.
I'm very OCD, as I've outlined many a times. 2 days later, I say 2 days later, I'm lying. It was like the next day. I click back on it, and now it's going to be raining that day. And I'm like, oh, how did that change so fast? And then the next day, I click on it. It's going to be sunny. The next day, it's going to – it changes every 12 hours from rainy day to sunny day. It's very annoying. It's very confusing. It's killing me inside, honestly.
Yeah, but if it's summer, it's like it's gonna be sunny and then rain in the evening, afternoon.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like,
what?
It could rain in the evening, just around 6 o'clock. Don't rain. Like, rain at 9. Don't rain at 6. 6, be good. All right.
Like the 10-day forecast doesn't include Saturday.
Yet, now it's so a 10-day. Yeah, I was saying now it's 10-day, and now we're
one more. I'm like, Friday's supposed to be nice.
I told her Friday's gonna be nice. Saturday's gonna be nice. So. We'll see. Because you got to go look at Austell as well. You have to make sure it's at the right location. So, but right now, it's sunny. It's going to be nice, clear, 91 during the day, 71 at night. So that's how it's
looking. Good evening and welcome to this extended weather out.
So, yeah, I'm just concerned
your local weather forecast
about the weather and more so the projection of the weather as a whole. Because every day, like I said, for like 5 days straight, it was raining.
Why don't
one
they
day,
know? Like, get your shit together. One day. What year is
I
this?
I mean, it's like, come on, man. Just staff your people, you know, get some good reports out and do your job.
Double the size of that radar so it can look into the future.
Yeah, more. Double the size of that radar.
So,
you get radar. Yeah,
that
more.
Was
radar that was, love. That's what I am disappointed that I can't ever think of a disappointment, but I'm sure I have one.
You just living the good life over there, huh?
Not bad.
Anybody hear anything about the earthquake?
No complaints.
Earthquake?
I heard there's a new tsunami.
Yeah, hear about this earthquake?
Tsunami.
Is that Elon Musk talking about the tsunami's going?
No, that is that is the boy, the man, the myth, the legend.
The boy, the man, the myth, the legend?
Yeah. Star Trek.
Oh.
Star Trek.
From Leonard Nimoy.
It's Nomi.
Is that Chad Hugo? Star Trek?
Leonard Nimoy. Oh, it's
is it Chad
the guy
Hugo?
Who's from Priceline Captain commercials.
I know. I was making a joke.
William Shatner?
That is not logical.
No, it's no the other guy, George.
George, oh,
George
Takei.
George Costanza.
George Takei.
Takei or Takei?
But he's George not Takei. The price line either. It's
I know. Yeah, that was the, I was doing the same joke.
William Shatner. Yeah,
Shatner and Kaylee Coco. Kuko. Tony
Kuoko.
Tony Kuko.
Tony Kuokoč.
Low life, low lights.
I only want horse.
Jokic now?
That's the Jokic joke.
Stories that make us feel happy.
I would say, before we get into the low life, low lights, I clocked that immediately. I saw that post, and I sent it to my brother. I was like, let the Jokic loves horses more than basketball begin. And then, like, 20 minutes later, our other brother sent it in our family group chat, and I was like, without fail.
Well, the funny thing is that Levitard had that whole, he had a whole t-shirt made of after Jokic has yeah. been over, and he's like, something, I only want horse or something. And then he's sitting there crying about a horse, kissing his, yep.
Was very funny.
Inside joke, if you're not a Nuggets fan or a sports fan.
At the Jen Carey on Instagram, Florida.
DTR on the Discord. Bad people.
Kyle on Discord. Disappointment. Another mouse down.
So I was debating this with Kendra. Isn't, shouldn't that be an highlight, not a low light?
Well, I think it's the fact that he has to kill the mouse, probably.
Like I said.
Or maybe he feels bad about the mouse.
Yeah, I think he feels bad about killing a living being.
Who feels bad about killing human beings?
I'm with you, Greg. I'm getting this motherfucker out of my house. I think it was a good
one. Or maybe somebody shot Mickey Mouse before the show started, and we don't know.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
A highbrow canoe on the Discord. Disappointment. Nevada. Weight gain. I'm no Joe.
Not your average I'm Joe.
I'm a special breed.
Not your average Joe. Because I got
high. Because I got high. Stories that make us feel happy.
I'll keep this one short because I feel like I've been talking all night long.
Tell me that.
there were four work things I wanted to get done this week. I've already gotten three done, and it's Wednesday. I plan on getting the next one done tomorrow. And then
you had to watch three movies for work?
No. I'm ahead by 2 weeks on my work, my actual paying job things. And therefore, next week I get to not coast, but I'm not pressing about actual work things.
Did you invite any work friends to your wedding?
There's one person that is currently employed by my employer that will be at the wedding. There are two people who were previously employed that will be at the wedding.
What? Crazy.
I was at one is my homegirl who got me the job. She no longer works at the job, but you know she's the homie at this point. So it don't even matter. The other one is our former CFO. He lives in Atlanta. Me and him hang out periodically every now and again.
CFO.
So yeah, he's good peoples. So yeah, he got
the money.
He was actually B-list. So once some people said they weren't coming.
Is he married to your cousin Tamara?
He's not married to Tamara. But yeah. I'm super ahead on work. Therefore, next week I can kind of relax and take care of, you know, wedding.
A week next week for you. Not much to do.
I mean, not a lot. I got to get all the booze, though. Next week, that's really the big thing next week, getting all the booze. Wanted to wait a bit, you know.
What about Cheers? Don't you want to get those instead?
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Can I get high?
High, high, high.
Can I get
high?
High, high. Can I get high?
Low Life Highlights. Hey, Squiggle. On the Discord. In Caragment, my smoke ribs are getting better and better. Smiley face, drip water, cheek.
Kyle on the Discord. Nope. Left out an E.
Oh.
Kyle did not, however. Encouragement. Finished watching all of Hacks over the past 2 months. Lived up to the hype. Great show.
He has been talking about that show for a little bit now.
What is Hacks? Is that new Hacks show or is that an old show?
Gene Smart.
I think they're 40 seasons in now.
I need to be caught up.
Or is it like
no,
lawyers?
It's about late night
stand-up
television.
Comic. No, well, not really. It's about
stand-up comic in a late night show, no?
Yeah, but she didn't have a late night show to start. She had a Vegas residency.
Oh.
And she wanted a late night show. That was kind of...
I thought the whole purpose of the show was her trying to get a late night show.
Yes, but that's... But it wasn't happening.
Is this not just the movie
just
that
Vegas.
What's her name did a couple years ago?
Anna Einbinder, what's her name?
Oh, you mean we're just comedians?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Mindy Kaling?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about with who was the actor. Doesn't
matter.
I can't
remember who the lead actress was. Hold on. Let me look it up.
Doesn't matter.
It kind of matters. I got to get to the bottom of this now. I hate that about me, but it's something about.
Eyebrow Canute on the Discord. Encouragement. I've been watching Bosch on Prime. What a
it's
great show.
It's called Late Night. Came out in 2019. Emma Thompson.
Bosch. Don't they make power tools or
Emma
something?
Emma Thompson.
Bosch. They make spark plugs.
That's what they do.
Emma Thompson, Mindy Kaling, Late Night.
We're watching the spinoff of Bosch called Ballard with Maggie Q.
Movie made good money.
I don't like the names. I'm not watching
these
shows.
$10 million budget made $22 million at the box office.
Bosch is who wrote Bosch? It's Kendra's father Bosch loves Bosch.
I thought you were about to say Kendra's father's wrote Bosch. I was going to say, and you haven't given me an introduction? This man's in Hollywood?
This whole time.
Connolly. Something Connolly.
Jennifer?
Who writes Bosch. Like Connolly, yeah. Bosch.
Chris.
I do want to say one thing about Interstellar. It's funny now watching it in 2025. When I first watched that film in 2014, Michael Connolly. When I first watched that movie in 2014, you know who I didn't know who the fuck was in that movie? Timothy Chalamet, because I didn't know who the fuck Timothy Chalamet is. He's his son. I didn't know that. I've learned that subsequently.
What movie?
Interstellar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That I didn't know that either. I was trying to think of the first thing I remember Timothy Chalamet. It was when he was in that one movie.
Lady Bird was the first
one. Willy Wonka.
No, he was in that gay movie with, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name. So I didn't watch that one, but that's the first time I heard of who he was because he got a lot of critical acclaim for that.
I own that movie, so I haven't watched it as well. Yeah, there's a ton of movies. This is a bit we do on Tuesdays when we do Who Does a Pod. The amount of movies I own, but I haven't seen yet. Call Me By Your Name. Own it, haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Timothy's in it. The older version of the son is Affleck's brother, Casey Affleck. I was aware of Casey.
Shyamalan.
What did we learn? Cooks in that movie, by the way. Kinda hate cooks. I've learned that Scott got the leg surgery that Pedro Pascal did in Materialist. Spoiler alert.
Let's now take that off my list.
Which was a spoiler? That he got the surgery or that movie has that?
That yeah, I would say that the surgery's in the movie, and that's kind of like the whole point of his character in a way. It's very dumb. The vanity is the whole thing in that movie. Movie sucks.
I learned that Joe is not afraid of confrontation with family, quite text messages, or any of that.
You can't politely say no. You're like, nah. Why would you even ask?
Like, no, don't you fucking dare. And if
I
would have
ignored the text message and then panicked about it for a week.
Nah, gotta snuff it out right then and there.
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
Gotta snuff it out right then and there. What we not gonna do is be passive.
I learned I'm aggressive, that. Aggressive.
That's what I tried to tell old boy who did the show. Like, I didn't. Yeah, I've been on the internet, but I live in real life. You got to talk to people like you talk to them in real life. So,
old boy. Welcome to the old boy.
Like, I'm not going to mince words because I don't need you misunderstanding what I'm trying to say.
I learned that I had to tell my neighbor that they're not allowed to come with me to the wedding. Sorry, neighbors.
Nah, just send them the link, though. Send them the honey phone.
But, well, I just don't get... What randos want to go to a wedding of somebody they don't even know?
Like, who is this rando that just went like, oh, yeah, I'd be at a wedding. Like,
they want to go to the worst part. The part where you guys like love each other. And
I know. That's part of the, oh, yeah, let's go to the religious.
Let's go to the wedding.
So how much religion's involved in the ceremony?
Close to none.
Oh.
I would say her granddad, her dad's going to do a prayer over the food. I think her granddad is going to do probably some type of passage from the Bible when he starts the officiant stuff. But outside of those two things, I think it's not that much.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah. So, yeah. But.
Show 3.
Cannot wait. We got one more show until then. And then all the boys are back together again.
This might be a wedding preview show. Should we bring on
the final show, the final episode coming up, guys?
Bring on Brennan, bring on Kyle. We'll do them all.
We could do a happy hour on Thursday. We could do the happy hour show. Bring that back.
Because Kyle wasn't on those. That was the whole thing.
Kyle was not.
Yeah,
we
replaced Kyle.
Just cut his mic.
Because Kyle always had like his job was releasing a
The new that day. Medicine that day.
Apparently Kyle was working on the GLP-1s the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, now. Big Taddy, Natty, Fatty Taddy will be there.
What? You invited Fatty Natalie, Taddy, of all people?
No, Fatty Taddy. I forgot what he wanted his nickname to be.
Oh, it's Joe. No, Joe.
The nickname. His family. His
Joe
family.
Version 2 coming as well?
Joe
2.0?
Joe 2.0?
Who's Joe 2.0? That's from our first Vegas trip. You're talking about Natalie, so brother.
Joe 2.0. Oh, that's right. That's right. Homie that we met. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot my dog's name. We follow each other on IG. Good guy. I think it's not Greg or something. I'll find it before the end of the show, probably.
It's not Scott.
Well,
good dude.
Tamara? Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low.
Joe 2.0 was very funny.
We're A New Low Pod on all social media. Give us a call at...
Call us at 424-260-6969. Nice.
Listen to the other shows on the A New Low Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast with Headphone Joe, Kyle, and Rick. Don't Talk About Your Lady's Dress, Rick. Bad News Bears. Cheers to the Press Box with Headphone Joe and Fatty Taddy. But... if I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks again for listening, and remember, it's been a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
His name is Gerald. Found him.
Good night.